Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
I'm Big Jim. There's Ryan. There's Ange. And there's a photo up on our website that you don't want to look at. Don't do it. You text us. The keyword, of course, is
house.
Yeah. And we'll send it right to your phone. But you're warned. What'd you put on there for the warning label?
I wrote graphic video.
Which there's two photos, then a link to another video.
Yeah,
which
where you can go and see everything, right.
Guy walks into an ER in China with a meat cleaver in his head. In his head.
Oh, yeah. Somebody came straight over top. Boom.
It looks like a movie stunt because it's so dead center in between his eyes.
Remember when you used to be able to put the arrows with the string over your head so it looked like an arrow was coming through your head?
Yeah, that's the old Steve Martin bit. Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what it is. Again, keyword house. Sorry about the voice, Cottonwood, man. It's crapping out on me this morning again. But I don't know anyone. He looks so calm. He looks so calm with this thing in his head.
It's almost, he's just got a scratch. That's what it seems like. Yeah. Oh, there's something. I know there's something uncomfortable up here.
everybody listening right now knows somebody who's had a moment where he's in shock, obviously, right? I mean, that's why he's not
right. He's just
that's why he's not completely freaking out. I'll tell the story quick because my voice. I again apologize. When I was a kid, there were people drag racing up and down our street on Halloween. So Uncle Don grabs one of those plastic pumpkins and whipped it at their car. Hit them. They stopped, got out of their car, started a fight with my uncles. This is all going on Halloween. So my dad is there, and my dad's trying to stop them. And my dad got hit in the face with a monkey wrench.
Oh, man.
An adjustable wrench, a plumber's wrench, the big one.
Right.
So I'm like 7, and I see my dad just get wham, hit right in the face. Well, completely shattered his cheekbone. So my dad grabs me, was so calm. We get in the car, we drove to the hospital. He's holding up his cheekbone with one hand. Didn't cry, didn't freak out, nothing. Walked into the ER. I remember pulling up in front, and he turned the keys off and put them in his pocket, and we walked calmly into the ER, and the nurse is like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Right.
He completely lost his, he had to get a plastic cheekbone put in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's a true story, man.
That's just a real man.
Shattered. Yeah, tough dude. But not as tough as the guy in China who walked in with a cleaver in his head. People are texting. They want to see it.
Yeah. I mean, you got to look at it.
Do you?
And this guy is definitely taller because he kind of gets the back of the cleaver. But it's straight over top. It is. It's perfectly. It's like he made a line on his forehead to hit him.
Now, if I'm the guy with the cleaver, I'm keeping it as a memento. Would you use it in your kitchen afterwards? Would you wipe it off and use it?
I mean, I hope you had at least run it through the dishwasher
once. What a great story. No, I'd get it framed to put it right in the kitchen. One of these three cleavers is the one that was in my head. Choose wisely. Father's Day this Sunday. Here's a question. What did you do? Or what did your kids do that made dad mad? It doesn't have to be something way over the top. It could have been something just set him off. The reason we got this call at the end of the show yesterday.
My kids got butt naked at the public swimming pool and ran around for about 15 minutes. We had to try to conquer divide. We had all three of them at the time, and it was my oldest one's idea. And needless to say, we were asked to leave the pool.
Yeah.
I think so.
Is there anything with your dad?
I don't remember what would lead to it or how it happened or what I did to make him mad. But I remember a couple of times, at least twice, where I played hockey growing up, where he'd walk out to the garage, grab all my hockey sticks, and start snapping them over his knee.
I'm sorry, what?
He'd call me ungrateful. It would lead to that. And I'm like, all right,
just
go ahead.
Just freak out.
Yeah, but it'd be like, you dummy, you bought them.
Yeah, that is incredible.
And you're just going to buy me new ones because I need some.
248-398-9279. What did you do to make dad mad and honor Father's Day this Sunday? When I was in high school, I think I've told the story before. Every Friday, my dad would come home with his paycheck. He'd give it to me, signed for deposit only on the back. I got to drive his car to the bank and deposit the check, get some cash back. Actually, he'd give me some cash, and I'd pick up Chinese food. That's what we did on Friday nights.
Right.
That was my thing. So we had just got, and I mean like 3 weeks before, a brand new Pontiac Grand Prix. Silver. Beautiful. He let me drive it. Now, we lived in a little apartment with a one-car garage. So when I came home, I'm Joe Cool, and I'm palming the steering wheel. Just one hand, whipping it in. And if you've ever parked a car in a one-car garage, you got to angle it, back it up, and then go straight in. Not me. I cut it too tight. I hit the door and the right front quarter panel, and it's a yellow building on a silver car. And I panicked. So what did I do? I hit the gas and dragged it down almost to the very end of the door. So I finally went upstairs and I told my dad what had happened. He came down and just kind of stood there. It took him 6 months to get that bodywork done. As a reminder to me what I had done to his new car.
So you could see it every time you walk out there.
Every time. And he would tell everybody who would ask, Jim, what happened to your car? My son's an idiot. I was always like, every time. I swear it's a
like, gotta let it sink in a little bit before
God,
I get
him
replaced.
Oh, God, man. You want to go to dinner? Yeah, Dad. You want to take my Bennett car? I'm like, yeah, Pop. All right. CSX, Big Jim Town, 713. All right, what did you do to make Dad mad? Or is it Dad? What'd your kids do? 248-398-9279. I want to hear from you. And as a reminder, Father's Day on Sunday, you have until when to sign up for your Grilly Got Me?
Friday night at midnight.
Okay. All we want to see is a picture of Dad in front of the grill, playing air guitar on the spatula, singing, maybe cooking food. And the grand prize is an Ironwood 885 from Traeger Grill. This is a $1,500 Traeger.
Thing is awesome.
Yes, the Wi-Fi arm.
Grill-fi. I'll never forget it. I love that.
If you've never used a Traeger, I've had one for a couple of years now. Not like this one. I got the baby. A little tiny one. They're awesome. They're awesome.
Everything that you send me that you cook on, it looks awesome. I know
smoke
that.
Smoke braise. People bake pies in them and stuff. Trust me, Dad will love this. However, of course, text us one more time. The keyword is
Dad.
Dad, D-A-D. Just send it right to us. I was thinking about this. With my kids, or we have two boys, Adam and Ryan, Kathy and I. There was one day, I'm inside the house, and I don't remember. I think it was during the summer. And all of a sudden, we hear this explosion of glass. And we had a tri-level.
Right.
So we go down to the basement where the laundry room is, look to my left. One of the windows is completely blown out. Then I look and I see Ryan and his buddy Nick standing in the front lawn with a driver. Like a youth-sized golf club, right. But a real driver. So I go out front. And I'm like, what's going on? He's like, well, I made it the first time. So he was standing in front of our house, and we did not have a huge front lawn. And he was trying to fly the house with a real golf ball.
With a driver.
With about
30 feet of clearance to get from the front yard over to the house.
But in his mind, once he had done it once, he could do it whenever he wanted.
Oh, yeah, it turned into a pro at that point.
And it completely just, I mean, that window exploded.
Just hit a line drive into it.
Oh. I did one of those very dad things where you go, your friend has to go home now.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that's when you know it's over.
By the way, I can say this now. He tried to throw his friend under the bus.
Oh, and say it was him?
No, I said it was Nick's idea. He goes, it was Nick's idea. I'm like, wait, you swung the club? Yeah, but it was Nick's idea.
Yeah. Always blame it on your friends.
What do you mean always?
Get yourself out of it any way you can. It's my motto.
Are you a lawyer? Good Lord. 248-398-9279. What you do to make Dad mad? Jesus, I'm like Peter Brady this morning. When it's time to change. There we go. Big Jim's out, 725. Father's Day on Sunday, we've been talking in the studio all morning about this. What did you do to make Dad mad? Or is Dad, what'd your kids do? This is a very shallow conversation, by the way. We're not doing a deep dive. Yeah. Okay? Ryan still can't remember anything he did wrong.
I have to give my mom a call.
Liz!
I do not know, like, times. I know my dad did get mad, but I don't know what we did. I just block it out. Is that something weird that I got to get checked out?
Yes.
I just block it all out.
Is that river in Egypt? Denial. I was just telling the story that my son, Ryan... We hear the shattering glass. We had a tri-level. We go down to the basement. The one of the windows completely blown out. There's a golf ball laying there by the washing machine. Ryan and his buddy Nick were standing on our front lawn, and they were chipping golf balls over the house with a driver.
Not with a wedge. Driver.
Yeah. With a driver.
You can't chip with a driver there, Rye.
It's the only club we had. We've got it like in a garage sale or something. Good Lord. We're not happy. Dad was mad that day. Brian and Taylor, what you got, bud?
Oh, my God. You know what? That story about your son and the golf ball just reminded me of me and my two older brothers. We had free press paper out, so we'd be up at 5:30 in the morning. We're 11, 12, and 13 years old. And we were into the Estes rockets. Remember the things they'd shoot up in the air?
Oh, yeah, the two sides, the ones inside. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we got this great idea that we're gonna glue wheels on a rocket engine and launch it down the road at 6 a.m. And so we light the thing, and it takes off, and the first crack in the road, it jumps, and it spins in a circle right through a neighbor's front windshield and catches the curtains on fire at 6 a.m.
Come on.
Yeah, buddy.
Now,
Ryan from Taylor Tuckney did that. Yep.
Did you run, or did you try to help the lady, or what did you do?
Oh, my God. I started crying. I didn't know what to do. Yeah, no, we called 911 from a real phone, a routery phone.
Dude, that's a crazy story, man. And she was okay, yeah. Right?
Hey, you know what? It was a busted front window. I had to pay for it. You know, nobody got hurt.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Coming up, I'll tell the story that the other thing I did with my dad involves a stained glass window.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah. We'll get into that one. Brian, you're awesome, buddy. Thanks for listening.
All right. Hey, guys. Have a great day.
Nanette in Sterling Heights, what do you got for us?
Good morning. So back in the 80s, I was in high school, and, you know, strict Catholic family. We don't swear and this and that. So my dad, I was angry at something. I can't remember what it was, but I was going to get ready to swear. And my dad was off the bowling, so he was, like, walking out the door, and I said, Jesus, and I heard the door, like, open. I thought the door shut, and it didn't, and I finished what I was going to say with the, I don't say it, so I was so angry. He comes back in the house, and he was chasing me around the dining room table, and I'm like, I might as well just stop, because I know he's going to just, you know, eventually he's going to just it hit me anyway, so I had to, you know, just stop there, and then I got it. I got smacked. And I don't swear, you know, saying that word. I say other words, but I don't say that word. So I got in trouble for swearing.
And that moment, the look on your face when you noticed the door did not shut.
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah. I knew I was going to get it. And I thought, oh, son of a gun, I thought he was gone.
All right. Well, you were awesome. Thanks so much for having us on in the morning, too. We appreciate you.
Take care, guys.
All right, bye.
Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
248-398-9279. What did you do to make Dad mad? Obviously getting ready for Father's Day on Sunday. And we're giving away a Traeger grill, too. Text us, the keyword is...
Dad.
All we need is a picture of Dad in front of the grill. That's it. Get him registered. It's a totally random drawing. Take you, like, what, 2 minutes? Maybe.
Oh, yeah, if that.
All right. We'll get to Heather in just a second here. So hold on, Heather. We'll get to your call in just a second. When I was a kid, we got kind of... I thought it was actually smart. We had a cul-de-sac up the street. And a friend of ours, we would go over and play baseball. But what we did was, we didn't want to chase the ball down the street. So we would hit towards the houses in the cul-de-sac.
Makes sense.
Not really. I mean, you look back now going, what a bunch of morons. But this one lady had this beautiful little, she had a door, and then she had a rectangular stained glass window right next to it.
So oh, okay.
Just like,
yeah.
You know, a piece of glass, but it was all stained glass. It was custom made. So we used softballs, which was even dumber. Aluminum bats and softballs, that's what we'd hit.
Yeah.
And I hit one about five. I don't hit home runs. I hit line drives. About 5 feet off the ground, straight through the stained glass window. It exploded. Everybody ran. Not me. I went up and apologized to the lady and wound up, my dad paid for it. It was like $400. I told my dad what had happened. It was my fault. And my dad was very proud of me because I had
You admitted done the that right you thing. Screwed up. Yeah.
So
wow.
Fast forward about 8 years. I come home from the Navy. We're sitting in a bar having a drink with Dad. I go, hey, remember that stained glass window? He's like, yeah, I remember. I brag about you all the time. I tripped over the bats. It's the only reason I couldn't run away.
I was going to say, there's no way as a kid you got that much in you to stop and go, yeah, I'm sorry.
I fell right over the bats, and in a split second I went, you know what?
Just take it.
I better own this.
Just take the hit now.
That was my out. Oh, he's furious. Oh. He told people for almost a decade what a great kid I was.
That's fine. It's better to tell him years later like that, though.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Just admit things years later.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Your issues have issues, don't they?
Oh, 100%.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Okay. Heather, what did you do to make Dad mad?
So my dad was an avid golfer. He had bought me my own little set, which back in the day was Chichi Rodriguez.
There you go.
And he gave me his old golf balls. Well, we lived across the street from a field. I think I was about 7 or 8. My friend Christine was over, and my dad would allow me to hit balls over into the field, and then we go get them later. And I'm getting ready to hit it, and I'm going to hit it hard. And I tell Christine, back up. I need space. Oh, no, I'm okay. I swung it. I was literally a half inch from taking her eye out. It clipped her eyebrow. She ended up with, like, 14 stitches.
Whoa. Whoa.
And my dad come out. He's like, what were you thinking? I said, you told me I can hit balls out there, and I told her to back up, and she said she was okay. I'm 7 or 8.
I love how animated you're getting, Heather. You're getting so fired up just talking about it.
I'm sorry, yeah.
No, that's fantastic. It's fantastic. All right, you are awesome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, we're going to play us for Battle Burns in about, what, 15 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Bye. Who's in the lead? Did you check the score after Battle of the Burbs Wednesday?
Yeah, so Westside's still in it by one. There's only 2 points separating first to third. It's a close race. I know there's only 3 people.
West
in
Down
it.
River and East Side. No. You didn't have to explain that. You made it dramatic. It's like saying the beginning of the season. Tigers are in first place.
Well, it's a big deal. East Side has smoked everybody for the last 2 years.
Right.
So, and run away with it. So this being a close race is good.
And because it's 2020 and a weird year, it would make sense.
Right.
That the West Side's finally winning. Okay. Let's get back. I got one more call. Chris in Trenton has been hanging on. Is this right? Okay. Chris, we've been talking about what makes Dad mad on our Father's Day on Sunday. Great calls this morning. Go ahead, bud.
Well, actually, it was a day of destruction, actually. It was memorable for both me and my younger brother.
Okay.
So, basically, we started off the morning with our old Nintendo Duck Hunt game, and it kind of got boring, so we decided to start using BB guns at our dad's TV.
Wait a minute.
Hit the guns.
Okay, hold on. You're shooting BBs at the TV.
At the TV.
Okay.
The old school where we had to stand there, get hit in the head with a loafer, you know, and turn the channel. We were old school, nice tube. And the day wasn't over yet. So we actually just got our new Hot Wheels race car track. The old school, like, nice rubber ones.
Right.
Yeah. So we decided to set those up also and see if we could shoot them and still use the TV as the background. And needless to say, Dad walked in on that. And then he commenced to taking it apart, and, well, we got what we deserved. The race car track.
There are so many layers to this story, Chris. Holy crap, dude.
All I can say is if you were a fly on the wall, things would be more clear even, too. So.
Wow. All right, dude, that's an amazing story. Thank you, brother.
Hey, no problem. Thanks.
All right, later, man.
East Side, West Side, Down River. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Getting good. Thursday edition. We got our players on the phone. Morning, buddy. Ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing awesome on Fridays.
You are. This is your Friday today?
Yes, sir.
Nice. All right. Mark, you're East Side, so you'll yell out East, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ed, you're Downriver. How you doing, buddy?
All right. Good. Yourself?
Doing good, man. Sorry about the voice. A little gravelly. But you yell out Down, and then we'll call on you. And Dale, West Side. Mm-hmm. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good, man. So you'll yell out West. Do not answer until Ryan calls on you. Make sure you call out West, Down, or East Side, whatever's appropriate. You get one guess per question. That's it. Here we go. 2 out of 3 wins. June is National Candy Month, and according to a recent poll, the most popular candy in most states is this chocolate known for melting in your mouth, not in your hands.
Down.
What's that?
Dale, what's the answer?
M&M's.
All right, that was close, man. All right, question. Let me mark that down here. Question number two. Reginald Kenneth Dwight is the real name of what Rocket Man singer?
Eastside.
Mark, what's the answer?
Elton John.
There we go.
Yes, sir!
He's got a great cameo in that second. What is it? I'm totally forgetting the movie now. Anyway, it'll come to me. He's got a great movie cameo in a movie with a thing, with guns. Anyway, moving forward. I hate it when I make a reference and forget it. That sucked. Okay. Question number three. Here we go. Benjamin Harrison was the 23rd president of the United States and apparently was addicted to this vegetable used to make pickles.
East.
West.
Down.
Mark for the win.
Cucumbers.
There it is. East side. Pulls east it to us. How far is East Side down now?
East Side is only down one. They're tied with Down River now.
Wow, this is getting good, man. Mark, you won the Battle of Burbs Live shirt. Dale and Ed, on Friday we play a little bit later, so we get players around what time?
8:40.
Thank you.
Good job. All right, Mark, got to represent.
East Side.
East Side. West Side. Down River. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Getting good. Thursday edition. We got our players on the phone. Morning, buddy. Ready to roll?
Ready to roll.
Yeah. Mark, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing awesome on Fridays.
You are. This is your Friday today?
Yes, sir.
Nice. All right. Mark, you're East Side, so you'll yell out East, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ed, you're Downriver. How you doing, buddy?
All right. Good. Yourself?
Doing good, man. Sorry about the voice. A little gravelly. But you yell out Down, and then we'll call on you. And Dale, West Side. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good, man. So, Yulia West, do not answer until Ryan calls on you. Make sure you call out West, Down, or East Side, whatever's appropriate. You get one guess per question. That's it. Here we go. Two out of three wins. June is National Candy Month, and according to a recent poll, the most popular candy in most states is this chocolate known for melting in your mouth, not in your hands.
Down. What's that?
Dale, what's the answer?
M&M's.
M&M's.
Yep.
All right, that was close, man. All right, question. Let me mark that down here. Question number two. Reginald Kenneth Dwight is the real name of what Rocket Man singer?
Eastside.
Mark, what's the answer?
Elton John.
There we go.
Yes, sir!
He's got a great cameo in that second. What is it? I'm totally forgetting the movie now. Anyway, it'll come to me. He's got a great movie cameo in a movie with a thing, with guns. Anyway, moving forward. I hate it when I make a reference and forget it. That sucked. Okay. Question number three. Here we go. Benjamin Harrison was the 23rd president of the United States and apparently was addicted to this vegetable used to make pickles.
East.
West.
Down.
Mark for the win.
Cucumbers.
There it is. East Side. Pulls east it to us now. How far is East Side down now?
East Side is only down one. They're tied with Down River now.
Wow, this is getting good, man. Mark, you won the Battle of Burbs Live shirt. Dale and Ed, on Friday we play a little bit later, so we get players around what time?
8:40.
Right. Thank you.
Good job. All right, Mark, got to represent.
East Side.
CSX Big Jim's house, 8:36. I don't know, so I'm going to keep time.
Yeah, out there. I'm panicking to look at the clock.
Triple Shot Thursday coming up in a little bit. It's Big Jim. Ryan, there's Ange over here. We have great local commercials. You think about it. We have great local commercials over the history of the Motor City. The Diedrich Fur one is a great one. Gotta love the Diedrich
Fur. Oh, yeah.
When they're skiing down the ski slopes, Ken Calvert was always convinced it was two guys, not two women skiing. People get so mad every year. He'd bring that up.
What's the King Furniture? Isn't that one, right?
Right. We have local commercials. However, Coleman Liquidations in Alabama, done.
Puts them all to shame.
Arguably, no, not arguably, it is the greatest local commercial you've ever seen. You got to watch it. It'll take you a minute. Honestly, a minute. It's a minute
long.
That's
all it is, yep.
248-398-9279. The keyword is...
house.
This is a man who sells motorhome. Not me, motorhomes. Mobile homes.
Them double wides.
Okay, you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, Coleman Liquidation.
Hi, I'm Robert Lee. I own Coleman Liquidation. I sell mobile homes. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to tell it just like it is.
Yeah, he is.
These are mobile homes, not mansions. They come in two pieces. If that's what you're looking for, that's what I got. They're used. Some of them have stains.
What?
We cover that up. She decorates them. She sells them. These guys help me move them.
Now, here comes the hot girl. So they show the hot girl who sells the trailers.
A bouncer in Birmingham hit me in the face with a Crescent wrench 5 times. And my wife's boyfriend broke my jaw with a fence post. So if you don't buy a trailer for me, it ain't going to hurt my feelings.
Now he's cutting down a tree. We don't know why.
So come on down to Coleman Liquidation and get yourself a home. Or don't. I don't care.
So we're learning about this guy, Coleman Liquidation, in Alabama, right?
Yes, okay. Coleman, Alabama.
So he sells mobile homes. And it's a great commercial. It's hilarious. If you want to see it, we'll send it to you. The keyword is...
house.
So we found a news report, and they were talking about it.
Hollywood is calling, even Howie Mandel.
15 to 20 producers have called wanting to do reality shows.
Okay. This was how many years ago?
This was 10 years ago.
2010.
It took off, yeah.
Now, why is this video resurfacing? One guy, Rex Chapman. If you don't follow him on Twitter, if you're on Twitter, you would know this whole blocker charge thing. All these videos, is it a blocker charge? Somebody get run over.
Right.
Is it a blocker or is it a charge? And then Rex, that former NBA player, Rex Chapman from the Charlotte Hornets, that Rex Chapman now has well over, what, 3 million followers?
He's one of the biggest accounts on Twitter.
And when he gets something, and people send him stuff all the time, so he retweeted this last night, and it's already got over 3 million views. So they've got a whole wave of Coleman Liquidation coming. You were telling me they even have their own shirts.
Yeah, they got the shirts that say, buy a home. I don't care.
All that being said, I know it was 10 years ago, but they got to do this reality show. When you watch the commercial, the keyword, of course, is...
house.
There are guys with puka shell necklaces who do nothing but move trailers. There's the one sales girl. Woman.
Yeah.
Who's... pretty attractive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what do they call them? The queen of the trailer park, right?
Is that what it is? Well, here's the commercial again if you missed it. Keyword house, though. We'll send it right to your phone.
Hi, I'm Robert Lee. I own Coleman Liquidation. I sell mobile homes. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to tell it just like it is.
Yeah, you are.
These are mobile homes, not mansions.
Tell them.
They come in two pieces. If that's what you're looking for, that's what I got. They're used. Some of them have stains.
Blood.
We cover that up.
Blood.
She decorates them. She sells them. These guys help me move them.
Now they zoom in on the saleswoman. Wow. Come on.
A bouncer in Birmingham hit me in the face with a Crescent wrench 5 times.
And my wife's boyfriend broke my jaw with a fence post. So if you don't buy a trailer for me, it ain't going to hurt my feelings.
We don't know why he's cutting down a tree.
Come on down to Coleman Liquidation and get yourself a home.
Here comes.
Or don't. I don't care.
Fantastic. That is magical on so many levels.
And they're still around. They're still kicking.
We can get shirts, though?
Yeah.
Okay. We got to get shirts.
We can get them right now. We can order them.
So coming up next, Triple Shot Thursday. You can listen. Or you can't. Okay. All right, here we go. Wrapping up the show. Triple Shot Thursday. Donnie is coming in next.
Always look on the bright side.
I don't think we say it enough. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the show. Thank you for the great phone calls this morning and text messages. 248-398-9279. You can email us. BigJim'sHouse@WCSX.com. You guys are there, man. Love it. Love it. I'm going to go watch some Brady Bunch episodes. When it's time to change.
Beach.
Does it sound kind of cool with a voice like this?
No.
Does it?
No, it doesn't sound cool.
Is it like a 13-year-old doing radio?
There's certain points of it that sound cool, but then it quickly turns to not cool.
How come, if you're, how come Cottonwood doesn't make your voice like 10 times deeper? That'd be cool, right?
Hey there.
If we sound like our buddy Hayes.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
Let's go light some of that stuff on fire outside.
Oh, you were talking about that. Are we going to go do that?
Yeah, you just put a lighter on it. And
don't say that on the air. The GM will get mad at us. Are they here?
I don't think so.
It's easy to ask for. One thing we learned this morning, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely. Anyway,
you guys be well. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.